Warning. According to the Surgeon General, women should not drink alcoholic beverages during pregnancy because of the risk of birth defects. Consumption of alcoholic beverages impairs your ability to drive a car or operate machinery and may cause you to become confused as to what liquids you should drink and liquids that you shouldn't, such as liquids with volatile sensitivity to changes in temperature and or pressure, liquids that require two mechanical seals to stay put, non-lubricating liquids that produce gases and or solids that may or may not be abrasive, liquids that are seriously goddamn sensitive to agitation, liquids that react with each other to form a solid, which is an absolute nightmare, take it from Sick Puppy, or limitlessly lubricating liquids, a nightmare at the other end of the spectrum. Take it from Spoon. And lastly, anything at all consumed by the boys at
shouldidrinkthat.com.
Hey everybody, this is Sick Puppy, coming at you with episode 84 for shouldidrinkthat.com, where even if it's crap, we drink it so you don't have to. Alright man, this is a pretty special show. I feel really privileged to be here. I just did a 4-hour beer fest at North Country Brewing in Slippery Rock, PA, and I am now sitting in the Future Production Brewery for North Country Brewing, and I'm here with our good friend Jim Hicks, formerly of Erie Brewing Company.
Yes, sir.
For the folks that don't know Jim, you want to tell us just a little bit of history about North Country Brewing and how they got started?
Yeah, North Country started, opened in 2005, but it started way before then in 1998 with Bob and Jody McCafferty. They bought an old building that was built in 1805 on the main street of Slippery Rock, and renovated it to become what it is now. Reclaimed wood, everything that they could reclaim inside, they reclaimed. Bob was working as an archaeologist, so his trips through the woods brought him back trailer loads of wood that he made into the bars, to the booze. Everything that is in the pub, Bob found.
Wow, and it's beautiful inside, man.
So, I mean, that's where the history starts, was just Bob and Jody putting their hard work into it every day, day after day, day after day.
Even before that, I know the history of the building. It used to be like a general store.
Yeah, general store, furniture shop.
Undertakers
and the county morgue. The last known use of the building was a furniture shop and funeral home. Combined, that was they joined it all together.
Man, you'll never see that today.
I mean, furniture is wood, coffins
are wood. Yeah,
it all works together.
Good point.
Exactly. They were the first ones. They were the first Walmarts of the day.
Right on, man.
You need an armoire and a coffin. Let's go down to Uber and something to buy it.
Yeah, I need some new furniture. My uncle's dead. Can you help me out? Perfect.
We got a 2-for-1 deal for you.
It's got a great history, and we'll post a little bit of history on our website in the show notes.
I mean,
there's a lot more to it.
Yeah, but Bob and Jody tied the history into everything, into the beer, into the atmosphere of the pub, anything they can bring life of what the building was before to what it is now.
Keeping the history alive. Exactly. And all that. I mean, even on that note, you guys have the embalmer.
Yes, which we tapped today.
A barley wine that I have not had a chance to even sample in 5 years.
Yes,
because it's very limited.
Very limited.
It comes out every Halloween.
Halloween, Sean does a 7-barrel batch of it. This is the last 7-barrel batch that we're probably ever going to do, which we'll be doing bigger batches at the production brewery once we open.
So it's going to be more of a regular beer.
Regular is a tough word. It'll be still
special edition, if you will.
It'll be hard to get.
Seasonal, maybe.
We're gonna age it in bourbon barrels.
Oh, nice.
We're gonna still release it specially because that adds to it, but there's a chance that when we have a special event, the beer will last a little bit longer than just the 3 hours of the special event.
Right. It's the first time I've ever had it, like I said, in 5 years. It was phenomenal barley wine, and I'm not even a huge barley wine guy, so
yeah,
I was impressed, man.
It was nice. Sean does a good job with everything he does.
I mean, speaking of that, that's a good segue, dude. What's your staple beers at North Country Brewing? What's the best sellers, maybe, or maybe some one-offs you have right now?
Right now, the three best sellers at the pub by far are the Firehouse Red, which is our Irish Red Ale. We still give 5% of all sales back to the fire station. That's by far the best selling beer. It's two kegs of that every day. We sell two
every
kegs
day?
Every day.
Amazing.
14 half barrels a week.
Wow.
Every week. The second best seller is a Paleo IPA. That's Sean's flagship beer. That's one of Sean's best beers, one of Sean's favorite beers. Mm-hmm. Paleo is named after Bob's archaeology days, going back to what Bob did before he opened the pub. And that's the second best seller. That's a keg a day, seven kegs a week.
Wow, man.
You know, nice dry hopped India Pale Ale. And then the third best seller is the Bucksnort Stout, which is Sean's take on a West Coast stout. Hoppy, 7% stout.
It's
loaded
nice.
With, you know, big hops.
And you did say loaded, but it's also very well balanced.
It is.
It's not overpowering in any way, you know, one way or the other.
More hoppy than your most of your stouts.
But it all balances well.
It does. It does. Sean's a 16-year veteran in the business. Everything he brews is meant to be an easy drinking, good beer. But he also wants big, bold flavors.
Sure. You know, definitely.
You know, the IPA will have its citrus, floral notes. Stout will definitely have big roasted barley with a good hop bite.
Now, what's his background as far as brewing?
Yeah, Sean started back in the day at John Harvard's in Philadelphia.
Ah, okay, okay.
And then moved to John Harvard's in PA, or Pittsburgh.
Sure. And then Monroe there specifically,
yep.
Right?
Yeah. And then right after that, he made the transition to Valhalla before they went under. He was the main guy at Valhalla. And then he, from Valhalla, made it to the North Country. So he's now at North Country for 7 years, so... Prior to that, he had 9 years of experience between the John Harvards and the Valhalla.
Nice. I mean, he makes some excellent beers, man. And you can tell his passion. And,
yeah.
You
know, it's a progression.
Experience in the beers.
I mean, he started as a home brewer out of college.
Yep.
His homebrew passion was started by a guy who knew a brewer.
Right.
Then that guy who knew a brewer was looking for an assistant, and Sean decided to leave his job. In the oil wells, he was working in natural gas back in the day.
Wow, man, that's a big transition.
Led him to brewing, which is kind of cyclical because right now Western PA has the big boom of Marcellus Shale.
Yeah.
And that's where he got his start out of college was Marcellus Shale, Shale and natural gas.
Maybe I should work for them for a while. Oh, then I got all the tree huggers hating me for... You know, working for Marcellus Shale, but that's a whole different episode.
A whole different episode.
Whole different podcast. I'm not even going to go there.
Marcellus Shale.
Yeah. It's a nightmare here in PA.
Yes.
Trust me. But let's get to, like, the meat of the matter, dude. Why we're here and why this room is so echoey.
Yeah. What's
the big news here for North Country?
We're going to open up a gigantic to us production brewery. It'll be a bigger production brewery for Western PA. We're gonna be able to brew 15,000 barrels of beer, 4 beers in cans, kegs all over Western PA, maybe eventually Ohio, New York, but those states can wait.
Well, tell me about you were telling me a little bit earlier about your long term plan about the trail.
Yeah,
that's an amazing idea. We'll post pictures, like I said, and give you a little history of North Country. But if you knew the atmosphere of North Country and what they're about, I mean, this is a brilliant idea. So
yeah.
I'm going to elaborate on that a bit.
Well, a few weeks ago, I asked Bob and Jody both, you know, where the name North Country came from. I had my ideas. North Country Brewing Company is only 2 miles north of the trailhead in Pennsylvania of the North Country Trail. North Country Trail is a hiking/walking trail that starts in New York. Runs through Pennsylvania, through Ohio, Michigan.
Part of the Appalachian Trail.
Yeah, part of the Appalachian Trail. It's a walking trail that runs from New York all the way over North Dakota, encompassing 7 states. That's kind of where Bob, back in the day, was an avid North Country Trail hiker, and he said it'd be great to name a brewery at the North Country. So they went through some different names, and North Country stuck. So now that our name is tied into the trail, we feel that potentially a great marketing tool and a great idea is if you want to buy North Country Brewing beer, you got to live in a state that has a trail in it.
It's part of that trail itself,
part of the trail.
Or any trail?
Just North Country Trail.
Awesome, man. That's brilliant.
And North Country Brewing Company and Bob actually maintain a part of the trail through Pennsylvania.
Oh, nice. So they're volunteers for
yes.
the trail.
Yes. So I don't know how many miles it is, but
sure.
Part of the trail is upkept by North Country Brewing and Bob.
Oh, nice,
specifically
man.
Bob and Jody. I've never upkept it yet. But I know
you are a lazy piece of shit. Yes. Man, so,
yeah. But I know that we do sponsor a part of the trail, and we do keep it clean and keep it lockable.
Yeah, that's great. Because I'm a huge fan of those trails, and especially for me, a lot of people know that I do the rails trails as yeah. well. I love that whole concept, man.
Exactly. That's been Bob's. Bob's been into that way before he even thought of opening a brewery.
Oh, nice.
So
nice.
It just when he opened, he had the idea of a brewery. It just all came together as one big idea.
I mean, you guys have food there as well, right? It's not just a brewery.
Not just a brewery. It's a full-scale brew pub, probably one of the most popular brew pubs in Western Pennsylvania. But, yeah, we have full-scale menu. Some people, even myself at times, think the beer is great, but the food is even better. The food is fantastic.
I think it depends on what you buy as far as on the menu that week or whatever.
I mean, always great specials. Yeah. What Sick Puppy and I had today, frog legs.
I love frog's legs, man. If you've never had frog's legs, please try them.
Yes.
And screw the frogs. They're delicious.
Yeah, and that was one of the things that the pub offered that was completely different was frog legs. Yeah. You don't see that many places in Western Pennsylvania.
No, not at all. And that's one thing that actually drew me to North Country at the very beginning, other than the beer, obviously, is I grew up eating frog legs. And the place that I had back when I was a kid went away.
Yeah.
So I didn't have it for years. So seeing that in North Country kind of brought that childhood memory back. And I connect with that because of the frog legs in North Country.
I never had frog legs ever before in my life.
There's
so
fried
seeing,
and there's baked.
So seeing frog legs is unique. It adds to the atmosphere of the place. It's you can go to a pub and get your typical pub grub, but to see something like frog legs on the menu or farm to fork steaks, farm to fork burgers, it adds a touch to the pub that you don't get everywhere else.
Right, and I think you guys still do like wild game as well, right? You still do like elk burgers and things like that.
When elk's available, we do elk. Right now, it's not available, so we're doing bison.
Right on, man. Somebody in Pittsburgh was doing rattlesnake. It was Church Brewers.
Church Brewers, yes.
You guys should incorporate that as well.
Rattlesnake. Yeah, maybe alligator, rattlesnake.
Rattlesnake, it's stereotypical, but it tastes like chicken.
Yeah, I mean, anything we can get our hands on.
But that's what I love about North Country is you guys have that menu that's different than anywhere else.
Exactly.
You know, you can only go to North Country to get this, this, or this.
Yeah. And that's
a destination.
Exactly. That's what Bob always wanted to be, was a destination. I mean, to go back to the history, one of Bob's original plan was to make it a brew pub, a restaurant, and a bed and breakfast. The bed and breakfast fell through because of parking deals with the township.
And you guys are right downtown. Exactly. There is limited space around the brew pub, so I get that. Yeah.
So if we put in like an 8-bedroom bed and breakfast, we had to have 16 parking spots, which we don't have there. 16 parking spots on site. Right. So they had to scratch it.
And that kind of goes back to the new production brewery that we're sitting in right now as well. You guys wanted to have that downtown next to the brewery.
Yeah.
Where we kind of had the beer fest today, right?
Exactly.
And I guess because of the town, you know, the
township. We can't blame it all on the city. A little bit was...
And there's regulations and things you have to go
with. Yeah, we wanted to do everything in one building, and we just couldn't fit it all. Plus with parking.
Yeah.
Slippery Rock is not a big town, so parking is...
Yeah, it's a little college town, and you get the college and everything around it, basically.
Yeah, parking does come at a price at times. It's tight.
It's a premium.
Yes. Yeah. So for us, when we expanded, the city just feels, as we expand and grow, that we need to make sure that there's parking for the people that we're bringing in.
Sure.
If we're bringing in a couple extra 100 visitors.
Business sense, man.
Exactly. Yeah. And just unfortunately, with the space that we had, we just didn't have enough room to build a production brewery and enough parking plus a banquet hall, which was the whole plan.
You know, and I think the benefit there, you know, it's a production brewery, so it doesn't have to be next to the brewery, the brew pub per se.
Exactly. So that was pulling it off site to where we're at now, made a lot of sense.
A mile down the road from the brew pub.
If that. A little less than a mile.
Still in Slippery Rock, still in town. What's the square footage here?
We got 8,000 square feet of warehouse, and then we have about 1,200 square feet of office.
Amazing, man. We talked about it a little bit earlier before we started recording. Let's talk about a little bit where the equipment came from you guys have got, and also, you know, what equipment you have and your plans for the future.
Yeah.
with that equipment.
Well, our equipment came from a brewery that unfortunately went out of business in Iowa called Hub City. Sucks they went out of business, but anybody's loss is someone else's gain.
Sure.
So it certainly worked out for us. We got a great brewery at a very good price.
Very loud phone.
Very, very cheaply did we get a lot of equipment that we wouldn't have been able to get anywhere else.
You guys are also repurposing equipment,
yeah,
which is great and all that good crap.
If you're a fan of craft beer, you realize, you know, brewing equipment right now is it's at a premium, and to find used equipment, you have to be lucky or very good.
Right.
And luckily, we were a little bit of both. We found a brewery that went out of business, and we're now got a brewery that's capable of cranking out 15,000 barrels of beer for a fantastic price, and it's in Slippery Rock, Pennsylvania, which is the best.
Amazing. And you'll see pictures that I posted on Instagram, but also put them on the website as well. It shows all the equipment still out in the parking lot, man.
Yeah.
So
still in the parking lot, unfortunately.
Let's talk about like a timetable here. What's your plans for when you think you're going to be in production and cracking out the beers?
We're thinking we're going to be...
Bad question, I know. I'm just saying.
We're hoping by...
People want to know, Jim.
November. We're thinking we can be start to brew beer by November, hopefully have it out and hitting the shelves, you know, Thanksgiving-ish, we're thinking.
And like I told you earlier, too, I mean, that's a hell of a lot sooner than I expected.
Yeah.
So things are rolling along pretty good.
Yeah, right? Like I said, all the equipment's here that we really need. We got a couple pieces of equipment that we're going to buy. Mm-hmm. But other than that, we can start brewing beer and sending draft beer out to Pittsburgh and the local markets, no problem.
So you guys are going to do kegs and cans?
Kegs and cans.
But not bottles?
No bottles.
Was there a reason behind no bottles or just cost
Bob
basis?
Bob would probably hate me, but Bob's a hippie.
And they're all hippies in North Country. I get that, too.
And
I mean, dude, they have a sign in the bar that says no hippies allowed.
Yeah.
So, you know.
the cans fit into Bob's lifestyle, fit into the North Country lifestyle.
You know,
hiking trail.
I don't want to, you know, mention another brewery here, but, you know. Oscar Blues. I mean,
yeah.
They were known for kind of starting that whole thing.
Very
because
similar.
Of all the campers and the hikers. And,
exactly. It's very similar.
So
we have hikers, campers,
yeah.
the whole same line, and that's where it comes
Four
into.
Will take in what you take out.
Exactly. Okay. And we don't want to get away from that. Plus, I mean, if you drink craft beer, you know the two worst things for craft beer are oxygen and light,
yeah.
And cans are the best thing to pretty much go against oxygen and light. So, why not do cans?
Yeah, I love it in the can.
We all do.
Yeah, make your own joke there. I'm really glad to see that, like, a local brewery, production brewery, is canning their beers.
Yeah, it's catching on.
I think East End has a plan to do that as well.
So does Rivertown.
Rivertown as well?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, as Bob said it about a year ago, when we started talking about this production brewery, it's bottles are going to be the bottles will be rare to see a brewery do bottles than is going to see cans.
Because I would hope to see that as well, honestly.
It's going to make the shift eventually where more breweries will decide to can their beer than to bottle the beer. And
it's going to be bad for home brewers, though.
Yeah.
Where do we get our bottles from?
You got to buy them yourself.
Craft breweries, man.
Yeah.
You know? Recycled, if you will.
Exactly. That's what it's.
And I haven't bottled in a while, like keg.
Yeah.
Bottling sucks, but you know,
it's
still a necessary evil.
The market's gonna go. It's cans are so much better than anything you'll get.
And we talked about that a little bit earlier too. Is I always thought that canning was way more expensive than bottling, but that's really not the case per se.
Probably
it depends on the situation.
Probably
maybe.
3 or 4 years ago, and depending on the situation. If you're not willing to make the jump into it, yes, it's definitely not really cost effective.
Okay.
But if you're going to make the deal and you're going to say, we're going to can and everything's going to go into cans, it actually comes out being better priced.
So in the long run,
in
it's
the
a
long
more
run.
Cost effective thing to do.
Yeah. But the long run will take you, for a brewery our size, we won't see the long run until 4 months down the line.
Right. Well, hell, that's a lot sooner again than
I
expect. But
I mean, once we buy all the cans, it's going to take us 4 months to fill them all.
And you're getting blank cans. So who does the artwork for those cans.
Well, the cans will come. No, they'll come. The cans will come printed in direct to the brewery.
Oh, really? So there's like a canning company out there that does all of that for you.
Yeah, our plan is to go with.
You submit the artwork, blah 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 blah. They ship the cans to you.
And our plan is to get our cans made here in the state of Pennsylvania.
Oh, nice. So there's a sort of a local.
Yeah, out in Philly.
Thing to that.
Philadelphia.
Yeah. Philadelphia.
They do something good over there. Making cans.
Let's not go that stouts route. I don't know if you heard about that.
I did hear about that. Yeah,
Stouts. Bash in Pittsburgh during the whole hockey finals.
Yeah, I know.
Thing.
And Piper's Pub is hitting them back, back hard. That's good.
That's a note to every brewery listening to this right now. Be careful what you say on social media because you'll lose customers for being, saying one stupid thing. It's all it takes is one enter key. And
yeah, I always say Philadelphia, but it's a great city. And there's a lot of good stuff.
But I'm from Pittsburgh and I'm a Flyers fan.
Yeah,
I know,
whacked
I
out.
Suck, whatever.
But yeah, I mean,
all our fans know that. So
luckily, sorry. There's cans locally made in Pennsylvania, so we can say that most everything that we package, except for the six pack, will come from Pennsylvania.
Nice. So
beer.
Are you going to be doing 12 ounce only or 16 ounce cans?
Well, the original plan was 24s. The original plan was 12 ounce, but after today's beer show, and another brewery that's in Pennsylvania does 16 ounce cans. We might decide to do 16s. It's
you guys
still
up in the
here.
Corner today behind the
Old
DJ
Forge.
Guys?
Yeah, Old Forge. They're good friends of the brewery, and they do 16s.
I've never heard of them guys before today.
And we're still in the...
Where were they this whole time?
They're out in the middle of the state in Danville, Pennsylvania.
Right.
Doing great things. And we always liked the idea of 16s, but never thought... It's still... It's all.
Tall Grass Brewing does 16s, and they do well.
You know, right now, being a case state... We're still not in six packs. We're still deciding whether a case of 16-ounce cans will be affordable.
So, yeah, I mean, you got to think of the consumer.
Exactly. So that's where we're at right now.
A six-pack of Pounders.
The original plan was Pounders all the way. That was Bob's original plan until he started crunching numbers. I think we can maybe go backwards, but we're still thinking 16-ounce might be a good idea.
Yeah, I mean, is it any less or more expensive to do 12 versus 16 as far as getting the cans?
The can itself...
Probably not so much.
Not so... It might be a couple pennies.
Minimal, yeah.
Very minimal. And then you still have the same cardboard costs, same six-pack costs.
Right.
But it's way cooler. I mean, a pound of beer.
Yeah, exactly.
You could say, I'm drinking a pound of beer.
That big fat logo on that beer.
I mean, instead
can,
of putting, you can either put 1 pint or 1 pound of beer.
Yeah.
I mean, to drink a can and someone say, what are you drinking? I'm drinking 1 pound of IPA.
IPA.
I mean, how cool is that?
Yeah, hell yeah.
You know, you can get 2 pounds of wings and drink 1 pound of beer.
Beer.
Awesome. And for us Pittsburgh guys, you know, we can say, a pounder. I'm drinking
pounder
a pounder.
Net. I'm down there pounding that.
So it's cool. And plus, a 16-ounce can does have this nostalgic...
Exactly. That's what
feel
was too. Yeah.
You know, even at a store, you see these longer cans. They're bigger. There's more power to them. So it's still up in the air.
Except for when you're in the malt liquor section. That's crap.
I mean, oh, geez, 24-ounce cans. We should just do 36-ounce cans or 32-ounce cans.
32-ounce cans.
2 pounds of beer.
You like the Bud Light Clamato shit to make 24 ounces? Don't do that.
Yeah, but it's either 16 or 12. We haven't decided. It's a conversation for Bob, Sean, and myself, and the rest of the brewing team.
I think the 16-ounce idea. I think that would...
I do. I mean, most of us have pint glasses.
Right,
a pint of beer fills it up.
Yep.
And it's a good, solid beer.
Yeah, I'm kind of anal though. I actually have beer glasses at home that hold an entire 22-ounce Bomber bottle.
Nice.
It's a little anal, but
it is anal. But it's a whole marketing tool. So we're still tossing the idea around. You know, we'd love feedback from listeners. You know, what you prefer as
so.
You know,
if they want to give feedback, even you know, if they're not local, let's talk about the whole can beer thing, 12-ounce versus 16. Where can they give some feedback?
They can give feedback directly to myself. It's beer@northcountrybrewing.com. So if you want to give feedback about the beer, email beer@northcountrybrewing.com.
Easy enough.
And
man,
we certainly love feedback on, you know, your thoughts on 16 versus 12s.
Yeah.
Or if you visit a North Country and you have a favorite beer, that we don't have plans on canning, let us know, because we do have plans on expanding what we're going to can eventually and in the next year.
Do you know right now which ones you plan on canning?
We do know the four beers we plan on canning to start.
So the basic staple four.
Yeah, well, there's a basic staple three that we do relatively sell at the pub, plus our brewmaster, Sean, loves Pilsners and hasn't had the availability to brew a Pilsner until now that we have tank space.
But he's going to kick the Pilsner up a bit.
Oh, he's going to kick it up a notch. Yeah. It's going to be a hoppier Pilsner.
He likes a hoppy, yeah.
Sean's a hophead, so we'll do the Paleo IPA, of course, the Firehouse Red, the Bucksnore Snout, our hoppy stout, and then we also do a hoppy Pilsner, which we're still tossing around the idea of either calling it Slippery Rock Pilsner or Slimy Pebble Pils, which... If you're not locally, Slimy Pebble is a nickname for the town of Slippery Rock. And we're still throwing around the idea.
There's also Slippery Cock.
Slippery Cock, yes. I don't think we can put...
I said it. Jim didn't. We're good.
I don't think we can put that on a can. And
I don't know.
Dude,
you're a good
hard
cocktail. Come on, man.
Really we're a family restaurant. We're a family restaurant pub.
Good
Sorry.
Point. Good point. I do miss the hard cocktail.
You know, I can still
the
bring
jokes
my,
just
yes,
never ended with that crap.
I can still bring my family to the pub without feeling dirty.
And then you know, that's another thing.
I don't want to be at the pub with my wife and my kids and say, "Hey, I want a slimy cock Pilsner, please."
My family would actually probably like that.
Or can I have a slippery cock
Pilsner? I mean, that's another great thing too. Is that like you mentioned is. North Country Brewing is a family-friendly restaurant.
Yes. As Bob always says...
It's not just a bar. It's not just a brew pub. It's a family-friendly restaurant.
Good beer, hearty food, and family atmosphere. It's...
And a bunch of hippies.
Although, you know, from day one, the hippies are starting to get a little bit thin.
Really?
The hippies in Slippery Rock just aren't as tight as they used to be. But...
They're not as old school.
Yeah. It's...
Different generation of hippie now.
You know, Bob and Jody were family folk.
Yeah.
And they wanted it to be a place where anybody can bring their family, have a fun time.
Yeah, it's great.
Have great food.
I've taken
have
my
great
family
beer
there
and enjoy.
Several times and I mean, they all love it.
Yep. I mean, I have two kids. I got a 2-year-old and a 5-month-old, and we can still take the kids to the pub.
I think I have kids.
And it's great. I hope you don't have kids.
You know, I hear that from my own family. I don't know why. We'll have to talk about that off.
Yeah, off mic.
Yeah. But, I mean, congrats on the brewery. Congrats
Thank
on your
you.
New job, by the way.
Thank you.
What's your official title, Jim?
It sounds Production
really cool.
Brewery Manager.
All right, Jim. I know you've been really gracious with your time, and I want to thank you for inviting Should I Drink That to the Brewfest in the first place. Always a great time, and... next year will be the 8th annual?
8th annual.
That's amazing, dude. It's a great beer fest. I love it because it's small and it's local. It's all, I don't want to say all local. But
no, we try to bring some regional guys into it.
80%
but
local, maybe?
Yeah. Mostly local.
Yeah. But again, man, congratulations
Thank
on
you.
All that. Thanks for your time again. And we'll definitely be talking to you soon, man.
Of course.
Hell yeah.
If... You're in the area, August 15th.
August 15th. Pimp that. Go ahead.
I will be doing something with Spoon with some beer at Bachtown.
It's called Local Fest at
yes.
Bachtown Beer and Grill in Robinson, correct?
I believe so.
Yes.
Right.
It's from 6 to 8 p.m.
Yeah.
There's going to be a local artist there.
Local beer.
Local beer, local food. And you'll be bringing some North Country things, right?
Yeah, I'll be bringing some North Country swag plus a few beers. But our beers will be very limited, so if you do want to try them, get there fast first.
You got 2 hours, man.
That's
6
right.
to 8 p.m.
That's right. We only have a few growlers right now. Our beer is hot.
It is indeed. So I think that's all we got, right? That's all we're pimping?
Yeah.
Nothing else coming up for North Country that you know of that you want to tell the folks about?
Not yet. I mean, we'll be having some cool events during the fall. We always have a really good Halloween party. Probably some special beers we'll be tapping towards later end of fall.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing until we start cranking out this production brewery, which they'll be all over SIDT that we're doing,
Sweet. Oh, yeah.
Big time brewery things.
We love events. You guys. So, we're there with you all the
we're
way.
We're hitting up Bachtown, Fatheads, Smoking Joe's. You got a good beer bar. We're gonna be there, either myself, somebody from the brewery, or the guys from SIDT.
Right on, man. And
Or all of us together.
Yeah, hell, it's a team effort, right?
It is a team effort.
So where can people find out more about North Country Brewing here before we wrap it up?
Right now, we still have just the one website, northcountrybrewing.com. We're going to eventually separate that into a production brewery website and a pub website.
Interesting.
Best bet, I'm in charge of the Facebook and the Twitter feed for North Country Brewing. It's Facebook/northcountrybrewing.com or Twitter handle is @NCBrewingCo, I think.
We'll post it on the show notes and we'll post it.
That's a good spot to get any up-to-date news. Or I gave my email before. It's beer@northcountrybrewing.com.
Nice and simple.
Nice and simple.
All right, man. Let's wrap this up. Let's go have some more beers. What do you say?
Cool, dude. Yes. Double Vision IPA.
Let's do it, man.